This is a guided, contextual, skill-building hypnosis induction. Please listen to this audio file each and every day for a period of 10 days. By doing so, you'll discover two things. First, how easy it is to experience self-hypnosis by listening to a guided MP3 and to allow yourself to drift into a deep state of hypnotic trance, learning from the experience of doing what it is that we ask our clients to do. Second, you'll learn how to conduct a hypnosis session. You'll learn pattern and scripts and the ideas of a contextual skill-building hypnosis induction. You'll be committing this to your subconscious learning. And you'll find that when you're doing a hypnosis session with a client, it will be easy for you to come back to the experiences that you've created in listening to this and to have the confidence to do a perfect hypnotic induction with those who you're working with. Please find a comfortable place. And of course, never listen to this or any other hypnosis recording in a moving vehicle, even if somebody else is driving. For this exercise, find a comfortable chair where you can sit. Or, if you'd like, you can also lie on the floor or the bed. Either way is fine. You might also find that it's beneficial to hang a Do Not Disturb sign on the door. And you certainly should turn off your cell phone and turn down the volume on any social media or computer that may be in the background or the room with you. Now that you've found a comfortable place where you can learn and listen and relax, you can let your arms simply lay next to you if you're lying on the floor or the bed. Or if you're sitting in a chair, you can let your hands rest on your thighs or on the armrest of the chair where you sit. And uncross the legs and scan the body, and anywhere you're carrying the obvious tension of the day, simply let go of that tension and let those muscles relax. If at any time during our session you need to adjust for comfort or swallow or even scratch an itch, that's perfectly okay. Those things won't disturb you. In fact, by doing those things, it'll simply help you to even become more comfortable and to enjoy this session even further. And of course, if there's any noise from outside of this room or even from inside of this room, a car pulling up, a plane flying overhead, somebody knocking or a phone ringing, those things won't demand your attention either. In fact, you'll experience them as they are, simply the sounds of the world around you in this moment, helping you to recognize that you're in exactly the right place, doing exactly the right thing and learning exactly what's most important to you. And so begin this session by bringing your attention to the far wall in the room where you are. There's a spot on that wall, perhaps a shadow or a fleck of paint or the edge of a picture, or even just a blemish on the wall, and bring all of your attention to that spot. Fixate your gaze or your vision on that point on the far wall. Essentially, stare at it for a moment. Now, even if something else in the room should capture your attention, continue to remain fixated on that spot, focusing all of your attention there for a couple more moments. And this is really learning number one, that no matter what else we're experiencing or seeing or feeling, we can choose where to place our attention. In this case, a spot on the far wall. Now, anytime you stare at a spot for a long enough period of time, the eyes become a little bit tired. You may have even heard a Hollywood hypnotist say, "Your eyelids are getting sleepy." That's not because hypnosis produces sleep, but because when we fixate our attention in any one place for a long enough period of time, the eyes simply become tired. And so by now you may have noticed that that spot has changed a bit, perhaps become crisper, sharper, clearer. as everything else fades into the background, or perhaps you've found it's become a little bit hazier and fuzzier, and maybe even more difficult to see, even moving in and out of your field of vision. Either way is fine. Perhaps it simply stayed the same as when you began to focus your attention, and that's okay as well. But the one thing you certainly will notice is that if you close your eyes down now, it feels really good to simply let those eyes shut completely. You'll also notice that even though the eyes are closed, you can still focus your attention at that spot on the far wall. It's almost as if you have X-ray vision. It's really remarkable how we can choose where to bring our attention or our focus. In fact, you can even bring your awareness from that spot over on the far wall all the way into your mind's eye, that part of the mind where intuition is, where creativity lies, and where learning takes place. Shift your awareness from that point on the far wall as if you're moving it inside of your mind's eye and into that part of the mind that's creative and enjoys learning and experiencing new things. Because that's really what hypnosis is. Something that we learn, something we can experience, and something that can benefit us in many different ways. Now again, focus on the body. And anywhere you're carrying any obvious tension of the day, again, let that tension go. You can even relax the little tiny muscles of the brow and the eyelids. You can even unclench the jaw. As you relax the muscles of the face, let relaxation extend through the back of the head and the neck and the shoulders. And you can even let your shoulders drop a bit as you relax. If you're sitting in a chair, you'll probably find that by letting the chin fall a bit towards the chest, it helps you relax even further, extending a sensation of physical relaxation across the shoulders and upper arms. As you continue to breathe in and breathe out, we're going to focus for a moment on creating a state of physical calm or of physical relaxation. In fact, we're really going to learn the difference between tension and relaxation. So as the muscles of your back and shoulders and arms relax, extend that relaxation into the forearms and the wrists and into your hands and even the little tiny muscles of the fingers as they relax on the armrest of that chair or on your lap or to the side. And notice how good it feels to let even the little tiny muscles of the fingers relax. Now what I'd like you to do is take your hands, both your left hand and your right hand. While you continue to let your body relax, I want you to fold those hands into a fist. Fold the fingers into the palm of your hand and make a fist with both of your hands. And notice the feeling of tension as you do that. Now, I don't want you to hold so tightly that you feel pain, but I want you to really notice the sensation of muscular tension in the fingers, the palms of the hands, and the back of the hand and the wrist as you hold those fists tightly. And hold that tension for just a moment, noting what tension feels like, and now relax. Just slowly open the fingers a little bit. Relax the muscles of the fingers. Extend those fingers completely as they rest on your lap or on the chair or to the side. And notice that tingly sensation of relaxation, noting the difference between tension and relaxation. It's pretty remarkable, isn't it? Now go ahead and tense those hands up again. Make a fist again with both your hands and hold those fingers into the palm, pressing those fingers into the palm and creating a state of tension in those hands. Hold that tension and notice what tension feels like, and now relax. Relax again. Open those fingers. Open them all the way. Let them rest there on your lap or on the armrest of the chair. And notice that this time, as you relaxed the muscles, the feeling of relaxation doubled. The feeling of relaxation in the fingers doubled. Noting a difference between tension and relaxation. And so continue to relax by relaxing the muscles of the back and the muscles of the belly, the muscles of the buttocks and thighs. As you breathe in and breathe out, breathe in a state of calm and exhale relaxation. Letting the muscles of the calves and the shins relax. And extending that sense of physical relaxation even into the little tiny muscles of the feet. And you're doing perfect. Letting go, absolutely. Now, in this state of relaxation, continue to pay attention to your breath. In fact, to this point, you might even notice it. While your body has relaxed, your mind continues to wander and think and drift. And that's okay. In a moment, we'll get to a point where we relax the mind as well. But right now, pay attention to this moment. Become an observer of the breath. We've been breathing since the first day of life. We'll continue to breathe until the last day of life. And we do it often without ever focusing on the breath. And so note what it feels like to breathe the air in and follow the breath as it enters the lungs and turns around deep in the lungs and becomes an exhale. The breath really is amazing, isn't it? Bringing oxygen to the lungs and to every cell of the body. As you continue to breathe in and out, throughout the rest of the session, if you note any sensations or note any feelings or notice any thoughts, rather than following them, simply use that as an indicator or a cue that it's time to bring your attention back to the breath and to be mindful rather than distracted or mindless. And as you continue to breathe in and breathe out, bring your attention back to your hands. And as your hands rest on the armrest of the chair or on your lap or to the side, notice the heavy sensation that relaxation creates. And say to yourself, my hands are heavy. My hands are heavy. My hands are heavy. And let those hands be heavy and relaxed. And now think of the word warmth. Warmth like that which might come from the sun, or warmth like that which might come from inside of the body, and say to yourself, my hands are warm. My hands are warm. My hands are warm. And let your hands be both warm and heavy, noting a sensation of warmth in those hands. You can even say to yourself, my hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy. And notice how easy it is to create from within a sense of both warmth and heaviness. Recognizing that if you can create warmth and heaviness in the hands or in the feet, you can really create any sensation in the body or even in the mind or in our spirit. And as you observe the breath, notice that the breath has become smooth and rhythmic, and that without any effort, the heart rate has become calm and regular, calm and regular. Bring your attention to the feet, saying to yourself, my feet are warm and heavy. My feet are warm and heavy. My feet are warm and heavy. And let those feet be warm and heavy, just as your hands have been warm and heavy. And allow yourself to relax even deeper into a state of hypnosis. Now, using the creative part of the mind, imagine that you're in a wonderful place. Perhaps a wonderful place that you've been to before, or a wonderful place that you imagine going to someday, or even a mystical place of your own creation. But imagine you're outside on a perfect day in this place, underneath a clear blue sky. And as you gaze up into the sky, notice a large, single, white, puffy cloud as it lazily and leisurely begins to move across the horizon. And with the creative part of your mind, simply follow that puffy white cloud as it moves off into the horizon, becoming smaller and smaller. And you'll notice that as it becomes smaller and smaller, as it moves off into the distance, it becomes even easier to set aside any distractions from the past, regrets of our previous experiences, or fears of the future, and to simply focus on this moment, letting go absolutely, letting that single white puffy cloud carry off any remaining stress and tension as it eventually disappears off into the horizon. As you breathe in and breathe out, that point when you realize that single white puffy cloud has disappeared off into the horizon is that point that we call the resource state of hypnosis. And you've done a great job in this lengthy induction, learning and practicing the strategies of effective hypnosis. And so continue to enjoy this experience that you've created, not only relaxing, but also learning and recharging, and allowing your higher self to experience a sense of satisfaction and confidence, knowing that what you've practiced today can benefit you for a lifetime, as well as those who you share these techniques with. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I do, and as I do, allow yourself to become energized and aware. Aware of the room surrounding you, of the chair below you, or the floor below you. Be aware of my voice and of the experience that you've created and how exciting it is to not only learn something new, but to experience something new as well. And so, with the next breath, number 1, let oxygen fill your lungs, and let that oxygen travel through the blood vessels to every cell of the body, bringing a sense of energy and awareness. And 2, committing to a daily practice of practicing self-hypnosis each and every day to benefit not only the clients who you work with, but yourself. Feeling energized, stretching out any muscles that need to be stretched, and ready in a moment, when I count to 3, to open the eyes, feeling fantastic and ready for the rest of the day. 3, opening the eyes, feeling fantastic and ready now for the rest of today.